You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's right, you're tuned into The Wire. The beginnings of Alert Level 2 guidelines were announced yesterday. Here's the rundown. Businesses like retail outlets and hairdressers will be able to reopen under Alert Level 2, but there will be still strict rules. Each business can work out its own situation, but basic hygiene must still be followed. People are still encouraged to work from home wherever possible. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says for retail, that means physical distancing for all staff and customers. Larger retails and malls will follow the lead of our supermarkets. For hairdressers and beauticians, it means wearing appropriate PPE. Businesses are also not required to use contactless payment. However, having a single server on the till is being suggested as a way to reduce the chance of spread from high contact surfaces like FPOS terminals. In terms of queues, social distancing is expected to be maintained, and if businesses fail to have physical distancing in queues, they will be shut down. Public venues like museums, markets, can open again, but with the same public hygiene limitations. Nightclubs and dance venues will be unable to open at Alert Level 2. On this note, Ardern has made it clear that the intent of the levels is to continue to move through them rather than to be stagnant at Alert Level 2. I'm sure for many of our BFM DJs out there, this will be a bit of a blow. At Level 2, indoor and outdoor gatherings are limited to a maximum of 100 people. Ardern has said she does not want to preempt the decision to move to a Level 2, but the government was keen to do so sooner rather than later, which meant when the decision was made, it may be done in a phased approach. Alert Level 2 may see a huge strain placed on public transport, which would likely contribute to a phased approach. Auckland Transport announced some of the measures expected to take place in order to balance the pressures. Only window seats of buses and trains and ferries are likely to be used. It's expected to be running at about 40% capacity. Other things to be aware of: trains and ferries will run on standard daily timetables rather than reduced services under Alert Level 3. Only hop cards will be accepted, which allows for contact tracing. Increased cleaning will continue using systems providing two-week antiviral protection, and staff will have PPE. Passengers could also choose to wear masks. A new tool has also been announced under Auckland Transport. On the AT mobile app, customers will be able to see if a bus has capacity for them and be able to take you where you want to go. Buses will also display on the outside the actual number of passengers that bus can carry. Auckland Transport has also said they do not believe we will return to the same usage levels as we were experiencing pre-COVID-19 under Alert Level 2. Tourism Industry Aotearoa Chief Executive Chris Roberts said people were literally jumping for joy yesterday. There were smiles of faces of people who had nothing to smile about since January. Domestic travel will be allowed under Alert Level 2, saving jobs around Aotearoa. The next few months may provide you with the opportunity to rediscover New Zealand and see what it has to offer. Roberts says that comes with the satisfaction of knowing you're saving jobs and helping the lives of other Kiwis. Now, something I've heard repeatedly since the announcement yesterday is bubbles are over. You just heard it before with Denise. I would not necessarily say that is the case. However, the insinuation is more your bubble can continue to grow. The same principles of basic social distancing and health measures should be continuing. Friends and family are allowed at your home, but numbers should be kept small. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield said he may hug a few close family members, but he wouldn't be going beyond that. Stick to the East Coast wave. Now, more than ever, might be the time to keep a diary of who you're coming in contact with and where you're going, as Ardern asked earlier in lockdown. These are just the first few announced guidelines. More is going to come, but something to look forward to when we get to Alert Level 2. All the same, we don't want to go back to Alert Level 3 or 4, so we want to be mindful if we were to move down the alert level system. Look after yourself and everyone around you by following the guidelines.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.